So we're doing Mishlei, the 24th chapter. We're up to Pasuk Aleph. The division of chapters throughout most of Tanakh is not a Jewish invention. It's a Christian invention. In Tehillim we had chapters, and we have a different division in Tanakh.
So
there was a different division for other things, right? But this division of chapters is a Christian monk. So we use it because it's convenient, but it's not Jewish.
The Psalm chapters are ours.
Right, the Psalm chapters are ours. Okay, so we're up to Tehillim Chaf Dalet Aleph. You guys have the place? Yeah, the 24th chapter, that's where we're up to. So Shlomo HaMelech is giving us advice for the living. Chaf Dalid Aleph, the 24th chapter, the first pasuk. Shlomo HaMelech says, Al tikane de'anshei ra'ah ve'al titav liyot itam. Do not be jealous. Al tikane. Do not be jealous be'anshei ra'ah. By people who do bad. They seem to be successful, even though they're doing bad. Don't be jealous. And here we see a point which we find throughout Tanakh. The Tanakh trains us not only as to what we do, but also as to what we think. Because our attitudes and our thoughts define our actions. And a tremendous part of who we are is what our attitude is. If a person's in yeshiva and he keeps thinking, I wish I was in business, I wish I was here, he'll end up being there. If a person is in business and he's thinking, I wish I had time to learn, I wish I could grow spiritually, he'll find the time to grow. Our attitudes define ultimately what we are. And it's known that sometimes people can be very pious and their kids are totally turned off. And you ask the kid, why are you so turned off? And the kid says, well, if I turned on a light on Shabbos, they said, no, don't do that. If I played ball near my mother's favorite vase, then she'd shriek and yell and who knows what. So I realized the most important thing was money. It wasn't about Shabbos. So I said, that's not what's important. It's not what's important. Our attitude defines who we are. Al tikanei. So Shlomo HaMelech instructs us, do not be jealous, ben she'ra'ah, by people who do evil, even though they seem to be successful. Ve'al titav, and don't desire liyot itam, to be with them. Kishod yege libam ve'amal siftehem tidaberna. Because their hearts speak kishod yehege. Yehege is to speak, to think. Their thoughts revolve around shod, around stealing from other people. The amal siftehem tedaberna, and their lips are always speaking about how to inflict harm upon others, how to harm other people. Bechokhma yibane bahit uvitvuna yitkonan. Shlomo HaMelech says, you want to know how you establish a home? With wisdom. Very often guys forget that you need wisdom. You need wisdom in a wife. You need wisdom. If a person doesn't have wisdom, so how's he going to get a job? How's he going to establish the home? Shlomo HaMelech tells us the fundamentals for building the home is wisdom. And the fundamentals for establishing the home, for giving it yitkonan, for giving it its basis so that it lasts, that is tivuna, that is understanding. Men might be stronger in chokhmah, but they're very weak in tivuna. A man, he comes home, my boss said this to me, so I'm going to tell him, I'm going to show him. His wife says, honey, take it easy. Why don't you have a drink? Why don't you think that? Do you have another option? Where are you going to go if you're going to tell him and show him? Why don't we think about what will happen if you do that? And anyways, so what if he said that today? Tomorrow he's going to be flying out to Uzbekistan. He won't know the difference what you're doing. He doesn't have to bug you in your life. So what? So he said that today. Sits down, he thinks, pretty smart. Where was his wisdom? Our wisdom is a different type of wisdom. We have chokhmah, we're stronger in chokhmah, and they're stronger in tvunah. Women were blessed with bina yetera, extra understanding. So Shlomo HaMelech says, you want to build the house, then you need chokhmah, go to architect school. So you see, in most of the math classes and the architects, the guys who learn engineering, they're all men. But you want to establish it, you want the house to last, then you need tvunah, then you need the understanding. That's the next step. Uvedat chadarim yimalu kol hon yakar v'naim. And when you have that, so we really need a separate class discussing what's the difference between chokhmah bina and that. But for now, we'll just gloss over it. We'll say that is knowledge. Uvedat chadarim yimalu, and with knowledge, when a person has knowledge, so then he could fill his rooms with everything that's valuable. A person has to have wisdom. He has to have knowledge. People sometimes tell me, what do I need to go to college for? What do you mean? What kind of job are you going to get? I mean, if you have the talent to run your own business or do something which you could do without college, good for you. But most people have a better chance of getting a decent job than having a good living by having a degree, by having an education. So yeah, there are courses today. You could learn how to build websites and do other things online. Great. You know how to do that. Good for you. But usually, uvedat chadarim yimalu. It's when you have knowledge that you could fill the rooms with kol hon yakar v'naim, with anything that's valuable, anything that's precious, anything that's pleasant. Things come to the if you can toil for it, you get it. Pasuk hey, gever chacham ba'oz ve'ish da'at me'ametz koach. A person who is smart is always ba'oz. He stands with his strength. A person can be strong and he doesn't stand with his strength. When a person has wisdom, he could stand up with his strength. When a person knows that his actions are in line with being a God-fearing person, so then he could stand up to the challenges in life because he has confidence in the way he's running his life. The ishdat, and a person who knows, so he's me'amitz koach, he could strengthen himself even more. That's a person who could teach. He knows, if he knows enough to teach, he already has the da'at. Chokhmah is the wisdom. That's the capacity to learn. Da'at is the knowledge. Once he has the knowledge, so then he could strengthen others as well, because he could teach and he could help others grow as well. So gever chacham, when a man is just, he's wise, ba'oz, he stands in his strength. Ve'ish da'at, but a person who's already gained the knowledge, me'ametz koach, he gathers strength, he could teach others, he could grow and grow. Ki v'tachbulot ta'ase lecha milchama u'tshua berov yo'etz. Guys, if you didn't catch anything else tonight, catch this pasuk. This pasuk can be a motto from every aspect of life. Ki v'tachbulot ta'ase lecha milchama. When a person goes to war, he has to have cunning. A person has to have a plan. He has to figure out how he's going to win. And this is a rule in life. You want, Chazal applied this to the way a person conquers the Yetzer Hara. We discussed last week, in the beginning of the week. How does a person stop smoking? If he says, I'm never going to smoke again, so then very often he smokes again. If he says, I'm just going to stop the next cigarette, the next one I won't smoke, so then he could conquer it. One cigarette you could conquer. Every cigarette for life is much more difficult. There are many plans of how a person can conquer his Yetzer Hara. Chazal said this pasuk, ki v'tachbulot ta'ase lecha milchama, that a person has to have a plan. How is he going to win the war? That applies to every aspect of life. U'tshua berov yo'etz. And a person attains salvation when he has a lot of good advice. So a person has to know who to take counsel from. But when a person finds good advisors, so then he can grow. When we learned Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, the first chapter, this goes back 2 or 3 years, when we started this, we saw that when God created the world, He created angels, and He took counsel with the angels and asked them, what do you say, how do we create this world? And the angels said, good idea, and they gave God all kinds of advice how to create the world. Well, ask yourself, why does God need angels to give Him advice? So the Midrash asked the question. The Midrash says, God was teaching us a lesson. God didn't need the angels. God was teaching us that any respectable person has advisors. Even David HaMelech's kingdom, David, King David, was very wise. He had a tremendous kingdom. He had many advisors. The sign of a great person is that he has advisors. He has people he could ask them, what do you think? Very often, in today's world, you think a person is great if he doesn't ask anyone else. I know! I don't have to ask anyone. No. A great person is someone who has who to ask. He has advisors. So, utshua, you want to know how you get real salvation? Berov yo'etz. When you take a lot of advice, talk to people, see what people say. Get advice. Berov, with many, yo'etz, advice. Yeah.
Sometimes planning can be harder than the actual action, though, because there's times when want to do it so quickly that you never want to have to deal with it again. Like, say you're telling someone off who you would never want to normally deal with, like your parents or your wife, God forbid. And you know you have to fight it, but you just want to do this so momentarily, so quickly that you want to be over with it. If you fight it, you have to think about it more and more and more, and like more of a fear can go through you, more of a grasp on you.
Right, but Chazal tell us that usually a person errs when he acts quickly. I hate when I have to respond right away. I wish I could gain more time. I think we discussed previously that in most situations, if you could gain time, you're gaining the capacity to avoid error. Most times, Chazal tell us that when a person rushes into things, most of the time he errs. Look, even Moshe Rabbeinu, when he saw the sons of Aaron in last week's parsha, he saw them, the way they ate the sacrifice, or the way they burnt the sacrifice, so he got upset, and he went, and he said, what'd you guys do? Chazal say he erred. When a person gets upset, usually he errs. Chazal say, kol lakoes, whoever gets angry, im chachamu, if he's a wise man, chochmato mistaleket, he loses his wisdom. Im naviu, if he's a prophet, nevoato mistaleket, he loses his prophecy. When a person gets angry, he loses. He goes down a step. The anger takes hold of him, and then he's not working smartly. He's making mistakes. Chazal tells most people, in most instances, the general rule is, when you're acting out of anger, you're making mistakes.
Ramban says it too in his letter for the ages.
Ah, you're fair. Ramban. Yeah. Yeah, the Gemara says that. Good point, right? Pasuk Zayin. Ramot le'evil chochmot bashar lo yiftach pihu. The fool, when he looks at wisdom, he thinks it's like a ramot. Ramot is a precious, hard-to-find stone. So you tell him wisdom, he says, oh yeah, one of those geniuses who could do college. No, it's not true. And the price of it is ultimately that when he goes to the shaar, when he goes to the gates, which was the place where the wise men sat so that people could come to them with questions, lo yiftach pihu, he won't have anything to say. He won't open his mouth because he'll have nothing to say when there are wise people because he won't have gained wisdom. And this is a very important point. Very often, people say, me? I could learn tomorrow? No, that's too difficult. You know how hard it is. What do you mean? You can do it. Every one of you. A person shouldn't look at something and say, that's for big people. That's why I don't like the fairy tales they say about the sages. They tell you, Rav Avadya, he's got a photographic memory. He just looks at a book and bam, it's in his head. Yeah, so that it's an excuse. And people say, well, I can't. I don't have that kind of memory, so there's no way I could be a big rabbi. That's not true. Most big rabbis work very hard to get there. It's rare that you find one who has photographic memory. Even Rav Avadya Yosef, who might have a photographic memory, I don't know. But he worked many hours. He worked day and night as a young man. They had no light. He lived out in Egypt, I think. And they couldn't afford candles. So he'd go to the shul where they'd have the Ner Zikaron, one candle, and that's where he'd learn during the night, so that he could learn. And he'd stand there by where the chazan stands, and he'd bring his farm and learn. And when it would rain, so there was a leak just over the spot where he'd learn. But in the back of the shul, they had old mattresses, so he'd stand there hunched over the book by the candlelight, reading, and the drip would be on top of him, and he'd put a mattress on his back and continue learning. And when that mattress got soaked, so he took that mattress, take another mattress, put it on his back, and continue learning with a mattress getting soaked on his back. That's how he became the great Rav Avadya Yosef. Not with the photographic memory. If a person wants to attain greatness, he has to work hard. But he shouldn't look at it and say, how am I ever going to get there? It's like Ramot, like the fool. He says, you know, to attain wisdom, it's like a precious stone. Who could ever find a precious stone? Go looking in the sand, you're never going to find it. It's not so. מחשב להריה, לא בעל מזימות יקראו. If a person thinks to do bad, even if he didn't succeed, in the end, they'll speak about him as he's the one who thought to do bad. Sometimes the person wants to do something bad, and he figures, oh, I'll try, if I won't get away with it, so who's going to know the difference? Shlomo Amel says, ultimately, people do know. Zimat ivelet chatat v'toavat le'adam le'etz. Shlomo Amel says, when a person thinks to do bad, when a person thinks to do sin, chatat, that in and of itself is a sin. The fact that a person is plotting, how am I going to do it? He's thinking, and he's trying to think how to get away with it. That is in and of itself, zimat, the thought of ivelet, of doing something wrong, something bad, something harmful, chatat, isn't in and of itself considered a sin. V'to'avat le'adam, and a person finds disgrace for himself, let's, foolishness. Meaning a person sometimes thinks, I'll be a little bit foolish. Shlomo Amel says, you know, in the end, you're hurting yourself. That causes a person to be, people are disgusted with him. Very often, comedians have this issue. They never know when to stop. So everyone likes them as the comedian on stage, but somehow they can't get their marriage to work, their partnerships to work, nothing in life works for them. One of the things that, as an educator, you guys are all going to be educators, if not in class, then in your homes, one of the things people have to pay attention to is this tendency in our day and age for people to be comedians, to be cynical, to make fun. Usually it points to a problem in the person's personality. It usually... Okay. Well, okay.
Hitrapita... ביום צרה צר כוחך.
Shlomo HaMelech says, you should know, התרפיתה, if you were lackadaisical, ביום צרה, when your friend was in trouble, so צר כוחך, so you should know that when you'll be in trouble, you're also going to be weakened. Shlomo Amar says people sometimes when someone else needs their help, so I'll get it, I'll do it eventually. Hitrapita, if you were lackadaisical, if you weren't so quick, hitrapita comes from the word rafui. Rafui means to hold on not tightly. If you were not steadfast in helping biyom tzara when your friend was in a time of need, so then you also, tzal kachecha, your strength in a situation of tzal, when things go bad, will also be weakened. And, okay. Chazal said this was a reference to Torah, that a person shouldn't let go. A person always has to hold on tight. Torah is the type of thing you gotta keep reviewing and learning and investing strength in. It doesn't come easy. So we did the first part of chapter 24.